What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Before I get into the video, I just had to appeal a video. YouTube tried to censor me again. They tried to hit me with a misinformation, and it wasn't... I was calling out a double standard. Calling out a double standard can't be misinformation. You know, calling out an hypocrisy can't be misinformation. I appealed it, and they ultimately determined that I was correct. But it's crazy how they just see certain keywords in the title, and they want to automatically assume it's misinformation without actually watching the video and listening to the content and whatnot. But I'm going to get into a video where a kid is either suspended or they attempt to suspend him for wearing a t-shirt to school that says there's only two genders. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. And let's go.
Joke got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzy.
That's right, that Dizzle. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that's actual locations, store locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and our number one selling state for Dizzle, Arkansas. We actually got a new label. We got the blue and gold label now instead of the black and gold. We got rid of all the black and gold labels and got the blue, and it just stands out more when you see it, you know, on the counter, on the shelf, or whatever. So definitely check it out, Dizzle Brand. Don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch as well, DizzleBrand.com. Go to the merchandise store or go to Etsy.com. That's E-T-S-Y.com and search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. Ridiculous, man. This video is ridiculous.
School after they tried to force him to remove his shirt that said simply there are only two genders.
They told me to take it off.
I forgot to say this, but everyone who have been submitting super thanks in the comments, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. I know that you're fussing at me. I know some people who have sent in the super thanks and have not heard from me are probably cussing me out. And I just want to say to you, I did not see it. To be honest with you, things have been moving really, really fast on the channel for the last few months. All glory to God for that. And thank you so much to you all. He sent you all to this channel so that we can build this bridge so that we can connect other people to the truth. And that's it. So thank y'all for the super thanks. And thank you for watching all the videos and commenting below. Now, a story just now came across my lap of a little boy, seventh grader. He's a seventh grader. And this little boy got kicked out of class because he had on a shirt, a t-shirt that said, there are only two genders.
Welcome back. We've got a Fox and Friends exclusive now.
Yeah, look at the little boy. The shirt is dope. There are only two. I like the shirt. I like this shirt, man. What's the problem with it? Okay, let me be quiet.
That seventh grader is suing his school after they tried to force him to remove his shirt that said simply, there are only two genders.
Thank you, youngin'. He said that little boy is suing his school for kicking him out of class for wearing a t-shirt that he was proud of. He was proud.
Not even, it's not even about that he's proud of. It's about they attempted to suspend him for wearing a t-shirt that is facts, that is truth. Let's keep it moving.
Proud of. Whoa, what happened to the freedom of, don't I have the freedom of speech? Huh?
You
is
know,
there a curse word? Any?
It's not even I hate to cut him up. It's not even about freedom of speech. It's about, it's facts. It's the truth.
You wearing this shirt? Is this derogatory in any way, shape, or form?
Nope.
Yeah, youngin', pursue their tails.
School had a problem with that. 12-year-old Liam Morrison was told to change or get out of class. After politely refusing to take off the shirt, he was sent home. Now Liam and his family are suing his town and school for censoring his views, while the school promotes the LGBTQ agenda with pride flags and posters.
Now I can wear.
Before he goes in, it's not about them censoring his views. It's about they're censoring truth. They're censoring the facts.
Wear a shirt to see. It has. You gotta make it. It gotta be both ways. It gotta be both ways. I mean, clearly LGBTQ community, you support both ways, except if it's going against something that you believe in. If you can wear a t-shirt that has rainbows and gay love and gay pride and all that other stuff, and people salute you and they clap for it, then you should be able to wear a shirt that says there are two genders. Because don't the other one make a statement as well? And that other statement might very well offend a great number of people in your class based off of their religious beliefs or based off of their political beliefs. You don't know. I don't even know what made this young man decide to put this shirt on. But at the end of the day, he's not doing anything wrong, so he shouldn't be chastised for it, in my opinion. Let's see more.
And Liam joins us right now from his home, screen left, along with Tyson Langhofer, who is representing him. Good morning, fellas. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Liam, let's start with you. Take us back to that day in March when you wore that shirt into school. And let's start with, why did you want to wear a shirt that said there are only two genders?
That's a great question.
I want to.
Before he answers, let me answer for him. Because there is. How about that? Let's keep it moving.
Wear that shirt because it was a very popular topic and I wanted to voice my opinion about it.
And so by wearing the shirt you were, what happened when you showed up?
All due respect, let me speak for the young man. It's not an opinion. Once again, it's a fact.
Up in school with that.
When I first arrived, I was met by a lot of people commemorating me and being happy and agreeing with me for wearing the shirt.
Okay, and at some point, a teacher must have had an objection, or because the principal eventually came up to you, and what did they tell you?
Well, they told me that a lot of people were being upset by my shirt and that they wanted me to take it off.
I understand that. So did you discuss with them? Look, it says there are only two genders. There are only two genders. There are a number of gender identities now, but there are only two genders.
Yeah, I did have a bit of a discussion with them about it after they told me to take it off.
Right. But you were going to stand up for your right to make, you know, your First Amendment rights. So you didn't take it off. They sent you home. And then a couple of weeks later, you wore another shirt to school. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so it was that same There Are Two Gender shirt, except the only two part was covered in a white piece of duct tape that said censored on it, which was more or less a symbolism for how they were censoring me.
Wow. And at the age of 12?
12.
Is it 12? He understands this better than a lot of adults understand it. Get out of here. That has to make you feel foolish if you don't understand what he's saying. And you're like, what is he talking about? Liam is foolish. Man, Liam is the goat.
Right. And is that how you feel? Like your school was censoring your First Amendment rights?
Yeah, they completely blocked my ability or took away my ability to have a different opinion than they wanted me to have.
All right.
No, you know what? You know what's crazy is they're blocking him from wearing a T-shirt of something they should be teaching in school. Like, I question on what they're teaching in schools now if they're teaching that there's more than two genders. I question everything about school now if they're teaching that there's more than two genders. And here's where the hypocrisy and double standard comes in. So it's not okay for people to feel uncomfortable or upset if they see prior T-shirts every day in school. That's not okay, because that's called homophobic and all these names that they want to label on. But as soon as somebody else is upset, you know, at your shirt, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's such a double standard, because people could be upset about the pride shirts and things of that nature being thrown in their face every single day, but they have to deal with it, you know, because if you don't, you're going to be name called and shamed and things of that nature. This is such a double standard, such hypocrisy. And it's not about censoring an opinion. Or a view. It's about censoring the truth, the facts, changing the truth and the facts.
Now, Tyson, you are representing Liam and his family in this case. This is not about two T-shirts, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is about a school censoring a seventh grader who just has a different viewpoint. You know, students don't forfeit their free speech rights when they go into, when they step into the school. The school's talking about this issue all the time, and all Liam wanted to do was to express his opinion, which is actually shared by a lot of his classmates.
I wonder if there was two classmates in that class, and one of them had on a shirt that says, I love Jesus, and one of them had on a shirt that says, gay. Which one of them would have made the mom remove their shirt? The I love Jesus little boy or the gay little boy? Think about that.
The shirt itself is true. There are just two genders. There are different gender identities, as I said a moment ago. But does the school have something against that?
Well, it's hard to tell because their student handbook actually says that public education must be available to members of both sexes. And it says that sexual harassment can't be against either gender. So, you know, the school's own communications actually support Liam's viewpoint. But what they've told him is that he can't express that on his shirt. And we think that's wrong. No student should ever be punished for simply peacefully sharing their view on a really important topic.
Liam, I bet you've been tempted to wear another shirt with another message. Are you gonna?
That's a good question.
Well, if we end up being able to win this case that we are in, I'm definitely gonna be wearing it again.
The same shirt?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I think I'd also have a new shirt made that said, we won.
This is the problem I have. Okay, the guy that's in the middle of reporting, he's thinking like I'm thinking. Like, why are we sitting there saying they censored this kid's views or opinions when they censored this kid's speaking the facts and the truth? You know, I don't know how old mankind is. Let's say mankind is 10 to 20,000 years old. Well, for literally 9,999 years, we have recognized that there's only been two genders. And now people have all of a sudden are recognizing that there's more. There's a trillion. Apparently there's a trillion genders out there now. And this identifying as whatever, you know, something you can't fully be. You can only halfway be. A man can't fully become a woman, and a woman can't fully become a man. They can only halfway do it, this shit. It's like, it opens up to identifying as anything. Next is going to be black people identifying as white people identifying as black. Some people will probably tell me I identify as black because I rap. I love hip hop music. I promote hip hop music. I make hip hop music. Date a lot of black women in my life. All my friends are pretty much black, except for one, you know, close friend that's white. As a kid, I mean, it literally was Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy, and Prince for me, while my mom loved Elvis Presley, you know, but I'm white. And I identify as me. I don't identify as white. I don't identify as black. I guess I identify as a straight male of this human species. But yeah, this identifying as things opens up a rabbit hole for people to identify as anything, you know. Like they say, like for example, like you could say, all white people are racist. Well, there's a loophole to that. There's a loophole to that, because then you can just identify, white person can just identify as black and you're good to go. You know, so, and I ain't even being funny. I'm being serious. It just opens up anybody can identify as anything, you know. I identify as a honey badger. Why do I say that? Fearless. All honey badgers are fearless. You know who ain't fearless? All humans. But yeah, this is some crazy, batshit crazy. We're suspending kids and sending them home for school for wearing t-shirts that are facts. That they're not cuss words. You know, they're only sensitive to people who are delusional and think there is a trillion genders when there's not. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.